gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a Democratic member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Tuesday, November the 5th, and this is Joshua Jones, Council 8, volunteer reporting. And together we will do better. Phase 1 vacation bidding will close this Thursday, November the 7th at 8:30 local domicile time. Please take note this impeding deadline. Take care to not only bid while all the vacation allotments are available, but ensure you bid enough dates to cover yourself. No bid and insufficient bid situations are handled differently in each phase of vacation bidding. In Phase 1, if you fail to submit bids, you will be considered a no bid. In Phase 1, no bids are not assigned a vacation period until Phase 2. However, if during Phase 1 you submit a bid but fail to submit sufficient bids to cover yourself, you will be considered an insufficient bid. After all Phase 1 awards have been processed, insufficient bidders are automatically assigned, in seniority order, starting with dates in December, working backwards through January. When bidding, be certain you know when the flight attendant schedule months begin and end. Cover yourself with valid bids and bid the vacation period you want to hold. Phase 2 bidding opens on November the 16th at 8:30 local domicile time and will close on November the 23rd at 8:30 local domicile time. For additional vacation bidding information, you can refer to our annual vacation article on our website, unitedafa.org, or the 2014 vacation booklet, which should be available in the domiciles or on the Flying Together website. In addition, the flight attendant vacation team can be reached by calling Flightline, option 5, then 1, or toll-free 800-823-2822. On Friday, November the 1st at 9:20 Pacific Time, the gunman opened fire near the security checkpoint in Terminal 3 at Los Angeles International Airport. According to the Los Angeles Times, multiple passengers in the terminal were shot and injured, as well as three TSA agents, one of them fatally. Officer Hernandez, 39, is the first TSA officer to be killed in the line of duty since the TSA was created in 2001. He leaves behind his wife and two children. We mourn his loss, recognize his service, and express our sincere condolences to the family. Every day in airports across the country, the men and women of the TSA safeguard the flying public and crew members. Despite a multitude of challenges, they use their training and tools to protect us from those who would do us harm. We recognize and appreciate the dedication and commitment of our colleagues at the TSA in making air travel safe. The newest 737-900 aircraft, designated as a 73B, began scheduled service today. Currently, there are a total of six 737-900 aircraft that have been pre-scheduled and assigned to specific flight segments for the November scheduled month and beyond. The addition of the 73B aircraft into the schedule has already begun to generate questions from flight attendants. These aircraft have been incorporated into the schedules of sub-United flight attendants in the following way. These aircraft have been created as a specific sub-fleet of 737 aircraft and are designated as 73B. This aircraft type is assigned only at sub-United and does not appear, nor can it be incorporated in IDs or pairings built at Subcontinental on either a pre-scheduled or operational basis. The 73B equipment will be assigned aircraft numbers in the 38XX series. The equipment type for this aircraft will be designated as 73B in our IDs. Initially, these aircraft will be flown by pilots from the subsidiary Continental side. These flights will have four-digit flight numbers in the range of flight numbers traditionally assigned to Subcontinental. These aircraft will have a placard in the forward galley that will identify this aircraft for flight attendant work groups as the United or 73B aircraft. FAA minimum staffing on these aircraft is for flight attendants. All domestic segments will be covered by a pre-scheduled base ID of three flight attendants and one extra position to cover these required positions. It can't be stressed strongly enough that there are no circumstances under which this aircraft can be dispatched for passenger service with less than four flight attendants. Refer to the Flight Attendant Operation Manual for additional security information. While there have been a number of reports of sub-United flight attendants being assigned to work subcontinental aircraft and vice versa, it is important to understand that automation is in place to prevent such instances. We strongly recommend that you secure a copy of your ID and any subsequent reassignment to ensure that the computer work has been done so that the automation that is in place will ensure only flight attendants on the United System seniority list are assigned to work sub-United aircraft. Following the closure of the cabin crew base at Shannon and the announcement by Aer Lingus of its intention to lay off nearly 90 cabin crew and outsource those positions on transatlantic flights, the cabin crew at Aer Lingus, represented by Impact, have taken a strike vote. Furthering the unrest is the underfunding of the cabin crew pension by an estimated 780 million euros. In response, 91% of the members participating voted in favor of a strike. This has created widespread concern that the threat of a strike could significantly soften holiday bookings. Airbus is calling upon the airline industry to stop the continued narrowing of seats in the economy cabins. In a study commissioned by Airbus using 1,500 participants, it was learned that people enjoy 53% better sleep quality in a standard 18-inch wide seat versus the increasingly common 17-inch wide seat. U.S.-based carriers seem unconcerned with passenger comfort. Here at United, 9 seats have been crammed across its way-cool 787 in spite of the fact that the aircraft was designed for an 8-abreast seating configuration. Indeed, other 787 operators, including ANA and Japan Airlines, have configured their 787 with 8-abreast seating. Equally onerous is American Airlines' decision to put 10 abreast in economy on its flagship 777-300s, a configuration previously seen only in B747s or discount charters. While comfort in economy is a rare commodity, it must be recognized that comfortable passengers are happy passengers. If the airline industry overall, and United more specifically, is concerned about passenger satisfaction, serious consideration to reversing this trend and changes to passenger seating should be undertaken. After all, that's where our future 1Ks are sitting. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling. As we build our future together and achieve an industry-leading single contract for all flight attendants, that's the new United.